Christian family and friends. It's once again a blessing to come before you to bring the Word of God. I'm privileged to be used by God to try to bring words of encouragement, words of inspiration, words of salvation to those who are listening and those who will carry the message to others, that we can get through this situation. Let me pray that Lord would use me. Lord God, use me right now in trying to and bring this message to your people. A message, Lord God, that I pray will help us, Lord God, to continue to fight the good fight of faith. Continue, Lord God, realizing we're going to fight the good of fight of faith till you call us home. Lord God, that your will might be done. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. The title of my sermon is The Gift That Keeps On Giving. Again, that's the gift that keeps on giving. And so you come to Ephesians 2, verses 8 to 10. And it reads as following: For by grace you have been saved through faith, and that not of yourselves. It is the gift of God, not of works, lest anyone should boast. For we are his workmanship, created in Christ Jesus for good works, which God prepared beforehand, that we should walk in them. And the question becomes, what is the gift that keeps on giving? What is this gift that keeps on giving? If you ask different people this question, there would be many different answers. But I'm going to give you an answer that I want to give and respond with, and that the greatest gift, and the gift is salvation. It is the greatest gift the world has been given. Why is salvation the greatest gift? Well, let's talk about that. Salvation is the greatest gift because it was and it is needed to save us. Until we got saved, we didn't even know or understand we needed to be saved. See, the thing is, God gave for us what we needed before we even wanted it. Hallelujah. We need to understand that God gave us this even though we were dead in our trespasses. We were dead and didn't even know or care that we were dead. In fact, we were small, ugly, and indifferent to our situation and probably laughed or made fun of those who were believers. And yet, God made us alive through this precious gift. We walked according to the course of this world. We will walk in lockstep with the world on our way to hell. Looking back on it, it gives me chills and causes me to shed tears that God saved me in spite of myself. We have been set free from following the course of and direction of this world due to this precious gift. We all once conduct ourselves in the lust of our flesh. You know, ever since the Garden of Eden, when Satan used lust to beguile Eve, and Adam did not stop the deception of Satan, we have been enslaved by lust. But thank God, realizing this, he set us free from the lust of the flesh. Another thing we look at that this salvation does is because we've been trying to fulfill the desires of the flesh and of the mind, we we've been focusing on the desires of the flesh. All of us probably know how far we can and will go to satisfy the desires of the flesh. We might not know it in personally, but if we go back and look at our Bible and remember the story of Sodom and Gomorrah. Remember, Sodom was so sold out to sin that God had to wipe it off the face of the earth. And remember the story of Noah, how God had to use Noah to save the whole world because he said, our thoughts were nothing good. We can only think bad thoughts. That's how bad it is when we focus on desires of the flesh and the desires of the mind. But God set us free from these desires from the flesh and the mind through salvation. And what else was salvation good for? It's because we were children of wrath. You know, when we're children of wrath, we kind of don't like others, and we have a disposition to get angry toward others and to act upon their anger. And the results of this anger is nothing nice. Our actions causes us to hurt and even put others to death. You know, I don't know about y'all, but when I get angry in the past and I try to control my anger, I've been powerless to stop that. Because something resides within us that won't allow us to control it. But with God, He transforms us through this salvation of being children of wrath to becoming children of peace. Hallelujah. We can control that which seems uncontrollable through the gift of salvation. And you might want to ask, well, where is the source? Who's the source of the gift? The gift is given, but where did the gift come from? Who gave us this gift? Well, I actually tell you that God is the source. And if God is the source, yes, He's the source, but why would God do this? Because of His nature. One part of characteristics of Him, He's rich in mercy. It's a mercy that we don't even understand, we're not worthy of it, yet He gives it. He's overflowing with it. That's a part of who He is. And next thing we look at, the part of God's, and why He does it, because of His great love toward us. The scripture I read about talks about these characteristics, that God is great love, has great love for us. His love is great. And then, you know what else? There's a song that says, He looks beyond our thoughts and sees, and He looks beyond our thoughts. It says, even when we were dead in our trespasses, we were dead, God. We were beyond hope, beyond redemption. But God looks beyond that and sees something that's better, that sees that we're better than we are. He sees that we can become what He wants us to be because of something that is lacking in us. And He sees that we have a need, and He's going to fulfill that need. He's going to make us alive in Christ. He's going to meet the need that we need to be made alive. You see, salvation is a gift from God. Salvation is something that God gives us, and we don't even have to work for it. It's simply a gift. And it's not based upon what we have done, can do, or will do. It simply is. It's simply a gift. a gift from God. And because of that gift, something happens to us. Something happens to us. It's what God had planned all along for this gift to do. God gave us the gift of salvation, and in return, God gets what he created us for. It turns us and makes us become his workmanship. God had a plan. God created us and molded us and shaped us because he had a plan. He had a plan for our lives. He was going to control us. And in order to do that, we had to change our old desires to get new desires. As we look back on the scripture, we look back on ourselves before we got saved, and we ourselves know the kind of desires we had. You know, many of us may have been partying and keeping up with the world and this after money and after the biggest house and all these things that our natural nature took over. But God supplants that natural desires in us with a spiritual desire. We get a new desire. And also, we get a new identity. Instead of identifying that we're the children of this world, and just children of our parents, we get to identify as a child of God. Woo! A child of God. To think that we are God's children. And knowing the nature of God and who he is and the natural inclination of us to want to have that righteous relationship with a parent, we now desire to be in that righteous relationship with God our Father and we his children. Children have a natural tendency to want to please their parents. And then we have this result is that we have a Lord and Savior Jesus. And as our Lord and Savior, Jesus now is one who commands us and controls us. He's the one who shed his blood to save us. And if you understand about that relationship, it's like we say, Lord, that means that he now is controlling our lives. And he does that so that God can fulfill his will in our lives. God has a will for each and every one of us. God created us to do his will. And with after salvation and because of salvation, we're now able to fulfill God's will for our lives. And one of the things we also get as a result of salvation, of the gift of salvation, is we now can look at ourselves not being unfit to do anything good, but we now become impregnated with the idea of good works. It's like Pastor T.A. talked about having an interaction with that young man. It becomes a natural part of that when we see something and do something in this world, we think about, does it please God? How do we go about pleasing God? It changes us to the point that we focus in on pleasing God, and that means we're going to about be doing good work. And you know, this is what God preordained that we should be. God prepared us to walk in this way before we were even born. And now, because of salvation, we get back on the right track. You know, one of the things that God had prepared for us was that his will be done on this earth. And when we think about it, That's why Jesus gave us the Lord's Prayer. He said, Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy will be done on this earth. You know, that's what it meant for salvation. It was going to be the fulfilling of the preordained work that God had already built us for. We're finally, because of salvation, going to be able to do the will of God. We're probably going to finally able to do what God had already preordained for us to do. That's why salvation is the greatest gift. Hallelujah. It is the greatest gift that keeps on giving. And why does salvation keep on giving? Because it changes us so that we can change the world. Do you understand that? This gift of salvation, is such, has such a significance for us, because God now has changed us so that we can do what only He has planned for us, and that's to go out and change the world. I hope that as you think about this message during the week, that you think and take in consideration the significance of the group, the gifts, and what the results of the gifts, and lastly, allow God's gift to be used to save others. I thank you. I hope this message has been a blessing to you. I pray that during this week, as you encounter others, and as you reflect upon God and His God's Word, that you reflect upon the salvation that we have. And reflect upon to the point that, like I said, until we know about the salvation, it doesn't really, you don't really get it. And be mindful of all those who are out there in the world that once were like, that we were once like. And take this message to them, that they will understand the greatest gift that we can have. God bless you this morning.